And we'll move right on now to Where's Art with Annie Dugan, an art instructor at St. Scholastica, and she's our host for Where's Art Monday mornings here on Northland Morning. Hi, Annie. How are you today?
I am doing just grand. I'm staying warm in my car. And art this week you can enjoy from the warmth of your car while you tour, or you can be, you know, tough Minnesotans and put on proper clothing and walk around Lincoln Park, because Lincoln Park is doing a Duluth Winter Festival. A bunch of businesses in the craft district have gotten together to celebrate this time of year and celebrate the creativity that artists pursue even in the depths of frozen North Tundra. So Duluth Pottery, Love Creamery, Bent Paddle, Ursa Minor, OMC, and Frost River have all partnered with Gardner Buildners, has created these 6 by 6 foot structures where they could pack snow really tightly and then take the cubes off. So they were all left with these 6 by 6 blocks of snow. And then the businesses brought together artists from around the country to create snow sculptures. So there's these 6 amazing snow sculptures. They'll be up as long as the snow doesn't melt, which it doesn't look like it's going to anytime soon.
Right.
And there's some really wonderful ones. Jessica Turtle, who is a favorite artist of mine for quite some time, from the area, was a barista at Red Mug. She's created this in partnership, this amazing mushroom, you know, even with like the undersides of the mushroom where it's all that wonderful texture and you can see sort of the skins, or I don't know, I'm not a mycologist, but you can see the skins kind of peeling off in interesting ways. So it's this really beautiful mushroom that we can think of when we associate other times of year, but she's done it out of snow. That's in front of Karen Kramer's Red Mug Pottery, Duluth Pottery. So, and like I said, a lot of them you can just drive by. I know that's what a lot of folks have been doing, sort of like the, you know, when you drive through neighborhoods with Christmas lights, well, this way you can enjoy the snow sculptures. And then another way that galleries and artists are connecting with folks is through mail. So Prove Gallery is doing a really fabulous project. The exhibition is called By Return, and you go to Prove Gallery, you sign up, you register and sign up on their website, and once a month they will mail you a postcard designed by an artist. So, for instance, coming up in February is going to be Ivy Vineo, an amazing photographer in our community. So you'll get your very own Ivy Vineo through the mail. The month after in March is going to be Lee Bicar, who's from Montreal, Canada. He does some really amazing black and white paintings. It's a brilliant idea. You can create. I'm excited. I'm going to do this with a friend of mine from New York, and have postcards sent to them. So you can actually have, you know, you can share Prove Gallery with everybody around the country, which I think is, you know, a really brilliant thing. And also just to have that kind of physical connection to a gallery. So much of what arts have had to adapt is through digital means, which, you know, places have been really creative with how they have created digital content for folks to enjoy virtually. But I think Prove has been brilliant by doing this because you can connect physically. I think, you know, anytime you can hold something in your hands is really special. And then finally, I just want to mention mnartists.org has been a website, speaking of virtual, that's been around, I think, for at least over 10 years, maybe 20 years, that has celebrated and cultivated Minnesota artists. And they have switched this past January, they switched over to be under the umbrella of the Walker Art Center completely. So they are now mnartists.walkerart.org. And it's worth checking out because they have done some really amazing platforms. It's not just visual artists, it's performing and film, much like the Walker itself. And it's become a really fabulous platform for arts writing, which I think is something that certainly our community has been trying to develop for quite some time. And I think the mnartists.walkerart.org is trying to hold up the just the creativity around arts writing in general. So definitely check that out if you need a distraction on your computer for something else that you might be doing. And that's our week in art, Chris. It's a great one as always.
Sure. Hey, Annie, quick question. The snow sculptures, are they all on Superior Street in Lincoln Park, or are they up and down the blocks?
A great question. You can go to duluthwinterfestival.org and get the locations, because I'm not exactly sure where each of them are located. I know, like, for instance, the Duluth Pottery one is right on Superior Street, but I know Bent Paddles is closer to their location. So if you go to Duluth Winter Festival, you can get all those details.
Sounds great. Hey, thank you so much. This is great.
Thank you so much, Chris. Take care.
Stay warm. Bye now. Annie Dugan, an art instructor at St. Scholastica, and she's our host for Where's Art Monday mornings here on Northland Morning.